Welcome to Listener's Choice Month here at the Fireside Bookshelf. Each Sunday in June, we will be broadcasting one of the show's top five episodes from the past year. Join our host Ginger Green as she opens doors to the literary world, both past and present, featuring some of the best Christian books pertinent to believers and their pursuit of biblical truth. Each week, she will discuss selected resources which have touched her heart and life, with a hope that will enhance your study of the Scriptures and encourage you in your spiritual walk. From foundational Christian truths to marriage and parenting to understanding the times we live in, Ginger has assembled some amazing Christian authors, and each week we'll explore their works, all designed to help us grow in grace and knowledge in Jesus Christ. And now for today's presentation.
Those who know me well can attest to the fact that I've long held the belief that 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5, is one of the most overlooked verses in Scripture, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. What exactly does it mean to take every thought captive? According to GotQuestions.org, in speaking of our spiritual warfare, Paul says that we take every thought captive and subject all thinking to Christ Jesus. The primary point is that we are in spiritual warfare, and numerous ungodly philosophies hold people in bondage, and those spiritual fortresses need to be demolished. In our day, the systems of human thought include the theory of evolution, secular humanism, existentialism, the occult, and false religions. The enemy has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Any idea, opinion, or worldview that asserts that Christ is unnecessary is reflective of the devil's pride. Such thoughts must be taken captive and made obedient to Christ. Those who know the truth must confront the error with the weapon we've been given, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. But contrary to what many believe, the idea of taking every thought captive is not just a religious-held belief. There is a tremendous amount of science that supports the need for each of us to have control over our own thought life. Researchers say that 87% of illnesses that plague us today are a direct result of our thought life. What we think about affects us physically and emotionally. The average person has over 30,000 thoughts a day. Through an uncontrolled thought life, we create the conditions for illness. Research shows that fear, all on its own, triggers more than 1,400 known physical and chemical responses and activates more than 30 different hormones. Since 1981, Dr. Caroline Leaf has researched the human brain with particular emphasis on unlocking its vast untapped potential. After teaching courses to more than 80,000 students in South Africa, she has no doubt that you can improve your life by understanding the scientific fact that fear is harmful, but faith can set you free. Science is proving what the Bible has taught us all along. In her book, Who Switched Off My Brain, Dr. Leaf will teach you how to achieve your potential by cleansing your thought life of toxic emotions. In fact, you can think yourself calm. You can think yourself out of worry and anxiety. You can think yourself out of bitterness and resentment. And you can think yourself into forgiving. The verdict of scientists is in. The mind-body connection is real. No longer can we relegate those so-called psychosomatic disorders to the dark corners of the mind. So come be a part as we join Dr. Leaf in understanding how behavior starts with a thought. Thoughts stimulate emotions, which then result in attitude and finally produce behavior. This symphony of electrochemical reactions in the body affects the way we think and feel physically. Toxic thoughts produce toxic emotions, which produce toxic attitudes, resulting in toxic behavior. But there is good news. It is possible to learn how to control your thought life and consequently your emotion, attitudes, and behavior, ultimately leading to feeling and living better. Who Switched Off My Brain is a detox manual that describes the anatomy of a thought and the influence it has over emotions and attitudes. Understanding how it all works helps you learn how to control and change your thought life so that the resulting behaviors can change as well. So let's get started. What is a thought? Probably more than you know. Every thought has a corresponding electrochemical reaction in your brain. When you think, chemicals course through your body in magnificently complex electrochemical feedback loops. These chemicals produce electromagnetic waves, which, if you could hear them, would sound like the most exquisite orchestral symphony. At any one moment, your brain is creatively performing about 4 billion actions, of which you are only conscious of around 2,000. Each of these harmoniously regulated actions have both a chemical and an electrical component that are responsible for triggering emotions. So as Dr. Leaf illustrates, when you're happy, your brain releases specific types of chemicals or neurotransmitters called endorphins. The brain releases endorphins in response to pleasurable feelings, like those found when eating a decadent piece of Belgian chocolate. Exercise also prompts the release of endorphins, which is why physical activity is often touted as being antidepressive. When you feel sad, afraid, angry, or hopeful, your brain releases different types of chemicals. In fact, your brain can be compared to a prolific factory producing a variety of chemicals depending on what type of emotion you are experiencing. Depending on whether or not these emotions are toxic to your body, the chemicals will either help you or harm you. If they are harmful, they create conditions for a host of health problems that will manifest in both the body and mind. Emotions that regularly release a torrent of destructive chemicals and will be the most damaging over time are unforgiveness, anger, rage, resentment, depression, worry, anxiety, frustration, fear, guilt, and excessive grief. These toxic emotions can cause migraines, hypertension, strokes, cancer, skin problems, diabetes, infections, and allergies, just to name a few. Despite all the marvels of modern high-tech medicine and decades of innovative research, these illnesses are increasing worldwide. Even more frightening is that medical science has directly linked emotions such as depression to an increased risk of cancer and heart disease. Quite simply, Dr. Leaf writes, there is no longer any doubt that what and how you think affect your emotional and physical state. Surprising to most people is that the thought life, attitudes, habits, and emotions are largely responsible for mental and physical health. Dr. Leaf shares, thoughts deep within the mind, along with their corresponding minute biochemical reactions, have a massive impact on emotional and physical wellness. If you doubt this fact, just look around. How many people appear to be in excellent health, but after going through a stressful event, death of a loved one, a bitter divorce, a job loss, were suddenly diagnosed with heart problems, breathing problems, hypertension, or a range of other ailments? What about yourself? Have you ever become ill in the wake of a difficult or traumatic time in your life? You may not have made the connection, just chalked it up to coincidence. It was more likely the result of toxic thoughts taking their toll on your health. It's normal to have stress in your life. However, Dr. Leaf asserts, your body is not naturally designed to cope with an avalanche of it. Interestingly, stress does not only come from unpleasant events. Ask any mother of the bride, or even the bride and groom themselves, how their health seemed to take a turn for the worse after the intensity of such a happy occasion. Dr. Kansas Peart, a pioneering neuroscientist, demonstrated in her work that the body and mind function as a single psychosomatic network, which comprises of information molecules that control our physical and mental health. These information molecules carry a literal photocopy of the thought formulated in the depths of the memory networks of your brain. Dr. Marion Diamond, another groundbreaking brain researcher, called these memory networks the magic trees of the mind. In effect, these networks create copies of your thought life along with the emotions that the chemicals coursing through your bloodstream literally carry around your whole body like an information highway. Information molecules are then able to cause changes at the cellular level, actually reconstructing the cell's makeup on the outside and the DNA on the inside. This is how diseases are able to take hold in the body. For example, Leaf shares, if you have been repeatedly verbally abused by someone at work, or if you were sexually abused as a child, all the thoughts associated with the experience will release negative chemicals. These chemicals travel through your body and can change the shape of the receptors on cells lining your heart, thereby increasing your susceptibility to cardiovascular illness. The reverse is also true. If you have been repeatedly recognized and praised at work, at school, and at home, positive chemicals are released and distributed through the body, which make positive changes to cells and DNA, which actually enhance your ability to build memory, develop intelligence, and boost your immune system to help you stay healthy longer. As you can see, the right thoughts help nurture and create a positive stronghold in the magic memory trees of the mind. Consequently, the positive thoughts strengthen positive feedback loops and release biochemicals such as endorphins and serotonin from the brain's natural pharmacy. Based in these environments, intellect nourishes and with it mental and physical health. Yet before you can think yourself well, you need to have some insight into the actual pathways by which you can think yourself well or ill. When you first start to develop a thought by building memory, it activates a part of your brain called the hypothalamus. The hypothalamus is the heart of your hormone system, which responds to your thought life. This dynamic gland releases the chemicals related to the emotions attached to the thought. So if you feel a sudden jolt of fear, your hypothalamus secretes a hormone called CRH, which doctors have dubbed the negative emotion hormone. Autopsies on suicide cases show 10 times more CRH than is present in the brains of people who died from natural causes. CRH travels to the pituitary gland, also in the brain, and stimulates the release of another stress hormone called ACTH. ACTH then races down to the adrenal glands on top of the kidneys and stimulate them to release the biochemicals cortisol and adrenaline. When cortisol and adrenaline are allowed to race unchecked through the body, they begin to have adverse effects on the cardiovascular system, causing high blood pressure, heart palpitations, and even aneurysms or strokes. They also attack the immune system, making it less able to do what it naturally was designed to do, protect you from infection and disease. But the hormones have not completed their destructive path, Leaf explains. Next, the cortisol bathes the brain's nerve cells, causing memories literally to shrink, affecting the ability to remember and think creatively. The hypothalamus can claim to be a true responder to your emotional state. It is the reason that a toxic thought life can affect your emotional and physical health. The hormones it releases can destabilize your brain and create a frenzy of broken feedback loops, disrupting the natural flow and balance of chemicals in your brain. Researchers internationally have conceded for years that the role of fear, anger, depression, anxiety, and a variety of other emotions play a role in causing mental and physical health problems. The medical field solution to this problem has been to develop pharmaceutical drugs aimed at trying to change the brain's chemistry to make us feel good. We really don't need any more of these happy pills. What we need are coping strategies to help us avoid the problems before they come up and detox our mind and body of the toxic thoughts that are already causing damage. The great news is that coping strategies are readily available and quickly accessible. You don't have to travel far to find them, and they won't cost a fortune. They begin with the thought and your reaction to the thoughts that go on inside your head. You can take back control of your body and mind, Dr. Leaf asserts. It is possible to lead an emotionally happy and physically healthy lifestyle simply by learning to control your thought life. My husband Kelly is a basketball coach, and for the 30 years I've been married to him, he has always started the first day of summer basketball camp with this quote, "A journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step." Controlling your thought life is not about a destination. It's about a journey. And the first step on the journey is to understand what a thought actually is, how it grows in your brain, stores memories, and ultimately how it affects your health, either positively or negatively. Dr. Leaf provides a complete chapter on what a thought looks like in your brain and how all your cerebral parts are interconnected, playing a role in creating a biochemical representation of a thought, processing that thought, building memory, and giving thought the emotional and physical part of your life. These structures are the ones that allow thoughts of peace and serenity to put your body at ease, or fearful thoughts to catapult you into a fight or flight mode. In a nutshell, the power of emotions over the whole body lies in how they integrate systems and coordinate mental processes and biology to create behavior. And while this chapter does include a bit of science, Dr. Leaf presents it in a very clear, understandable way. It is an essential chapter if you want to learn how to control your thought life and consequently your emotions, attitudes, and behavior. Because you can't change something you don't know anything about. If you are physically or emotionally distressed, but you don't understand how your body and mind are connected, you won't be able to do anything about it. If your thought life is toxic, you have toxic memories physically built into your mind, and the chemicals that accompany those toxic thoughts are coursing through your body in countless feedback loops. Most of the time, you're not even aware of the toxic waste building in the complex systems that run through your physical body. You must learn to deal with it, though, because toxic waste left unchecked creates an emotional black hole and moves your body slowly but surely towards ill health. Granted, the long-term effects may take years, but all along the way, you will suffer nagging illnesses, aches, and pains. But the good news is you can start to recover in as little as 4 days. All you have to do is learn to control your thoughts. When your thoughts go wrong, your emotions rule. To overcome that, you need to learn to rule your emotions with wisdom and rational thinking. Emotional perceptions are not reliable because they can misinterpret the truth. Their chemical nature, when allowed to run unchecked, causes them to rule the brain. Letting emotional perceptions rule is a bit like walking a tightrope across a deep chasm without a safety net. The likelihood of catastrophe is high. Emotional perceptions are designed to create alertness, to guide, but not to rule. You need to take them captive, tame, and control them. Then take the opportunity to evaluate them thoroughly before believing them and acting upon them. If not, you allow your emotional perceptions to take over and rule you. If they happen to be negative or destructive emotions, you can set the scene for irrational behavior, bad decision-making, and harmful reactions in both body and mind. Dr. Leaf presents 13 simple techniques to revolutionize your life by changing your thinking. But she reminds us that simply learning these is not the last part of the journey, because mastering your thought life is a lifelong process. It has no end, but it does start right here. The beginning lies in consciously deciding to change the way you think. Once you've made the change, the results will last forever. Unfortunately, drug therapy remains the main direction of scientific medical research for all mental and physical ailments that plague us these days. Dr. Leaf says, unfortunately, because drug therapy, although sometimes necessary, is really only a means to an end and not a particularly good one at that. Pharmaceutical drugs, by their very nature, have side effects, and they don't always work well with everyone who takes them. Often, they end up doing more harm than good. The good news is that this type of neurological research is also showing the potential for non-drug interventions. It points directly to the detox program Dr. Leaf devised to get rid of those toxic thoughts and emotions once and for all. Consciously controlling your thought life is just not the first step in this process. It is the main step. Medical research, Dr. Leaf notes, increasingly points to the fact that this is one of the best ways, if not the best way, of detoxing your brain because it allows you to get rid of those toxic thoughts and emotions. In fact, forward-thinking doctors won't administer drug therapy anymore without some form of cognitive behavior therapy which aims at changing behavior by changing thinking. Consciously controlling your thought life means not letting thoughts rampage through your mind, but learning to engage interactively with each one. Your job is to analyze the thought before you decide whether to accept it or reject it. So how do you go about doing that? By looking at your mental processes. That may sound strange, since it's impossible to crack open your skull like an egg and have a look at what's going on inside your brain. It is possible, however, to learn about your mental processes and then actively get involved in changing them. In fact, it's not just possible, it's essential. There are four simple techniques involved in this first step of controlling your thought life. First, understand how a thought forms. Since everything starts with a thought, it is vital that you have a working knowledge of what's going on in your brain and body, specifically the anatomy of a thought. Second, use your brain's natural strainer that increases conscious awareness of your thoughts and feelings and leads into the process of actively analyzing incoming information and thoughts. Third, make a conscious decision to accept the thought if it's good for you or reject it if it's bad for you. And finally, deal with emotional strongholds and build a strong memory. Another essential aspect in detoxing your life is learning to balance your work and rest. Make a list of what you would eliminate from your life if you only had 6 months to live. Dr. Leaf suggests you include what you would really like to do in those 6 months to make you as happy and content as possible. You will be amazed both at how much excess you will cut out of your daily schedule and what important things you've been keeping out of it. And today's book is not just for adults. Children today are subjected to more stress than their parents were, and much more than their grandparents were. Their brains and bodies are still developing and thus much more vulnerable. As a parent, you need to know that negative, fearful thoughts actually change your child's brain chemistry. A specific chapter on toxic thoughts in children is included. This book is about a battle for your mind. It's almost an unfair battle because you can't see what's happening, yet you simply can't get away from the war. You are in the midst of it, whether you like it or not. The battle starting line is the toxic thought, and the finishing line is the final battle cry of victory when you control and overturn that toxic thought. Who Switched Off My Brain by Dr. Caroline Leaf can usually be found online and is currently available in hardback and paperback. And one final note from the Fireside Bookshelf. None of the books featured on this program are ever intended to replace the Bible and the need for immersing ourselves in God's Word on a daily basis. We are grateful, however, to be able to benefit from the research and works of others who seek to remain faithful to biblical truth and to provide insights to help strengthen and deepen our spiritual walk and to be able to share those resources with you.
If today's featured book has sparked your interest or addressed an area of concern for you or a friend, we hope you will consider adding a copy to your library of Christian resources. Nowadays, when busyness seems to be our business, we need to return to the lost art of reading so that we will continue learning more of God's Word and His Son, Jesus Christ, the only one who has the power to transform hearts and minds. The Fireside Bookshelf is a ministry of Sharon Hearts and can be heard on this station every Sunday at 4 p.m. Past episodes can be found anytime at www.sharonhearts.org. Thank you for joining us, and tune in next week for our next exciting feature here at the Fireside Bookshelf.